This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Uh-huh. It's a good day.
You know, today.
Yeah.
I just woke up.
Me too. No, not really.
Yes.
What'd you wake up to?
No.
You feeling good?
It's on a good day.
It is a good day.
Waiting around, two up and down, waiting on something to happen.
Yeah, something big about to happen. Gonna be a good day. Come on.
See it.
We're gonna do more than that, kids. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great day for conservatives. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Democrats believe in the hype, and that's why they got their butts kicked on November the 8th of 2016, and it's also the reason they're going to get their butts kicked today. Yep. They try to intimidate you. That doesn't work. They try to beat you up. If that doesn't work, they'll try to kill you, and they'll try to look innocent while they're doing it, because that's what Democrats do. Yeah. Speak against intimidation and bullying while they do both. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. They will enlist Hollywood to make PSAs. Those are public service announcements against the tactics of intimidation and bullying while they use the very same tactics against anybody standing in the way of their power and their corrupt nature. Look at what Democrats did to Kavanaugh. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on this good day. It's a great day to be with Kevin Jackson celebrating conservatism. I ain't a rapper, as you can obviously tell. But man, it's going to be a great day. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings was intimidation at the highest level. And if Democrats could have done worse to that man, they would have. They attempted to ruin his life over a fake narrative. They used scumbag leftist women in their attempt, which was an insult. They were so confident in their scheme, they enlisted women with the reputations of Blasey Ford, Ramirez, and Swetnick to try to bring down a good man. And trust me, many Democrats wanted to kick the crap out of this man to keep him off the high court, or worse, they would have done anything. The message Democrats sent to other potential nominees is, look out, we'll come after you too. But that message got sent back by conservative Americans, and you know what we told them? We're on to you. We know what you're about. You no longer intimidate us. I want you to think back on the rhetoric of Trump violence that they tried to tell you. Then look at what we learned about it. All the mobs at the Trump rallies were people paid by Democrats. What else do we know? Democrats will plant moles in Trump audiences, people wearing Nazi propaganda, stuff like that. Why? Because they want to set a fake narrative that that's the people populating Trump. That's who it's all about. And for those of you who think I'm lying, understand that Democrats planted FBI moles inside the Trump campaign, claimed it to be for his own good. Interestingly, the Democrat infested FBI didn't bother to plant any spies in Hillary Clinton's campaigns for her own good. It wasn't necessary because there's no separation between the FBI and the Clinton campaign. They were all working together. It's a good day. Today's going to really be a great day for conservatives and KJ. It's a good day. You should be smiling. Many of you are panicking. Oh, you're getting all the bad news, right? The left is bringing you lots of bad news. Oh, man, the Democrats have caught up with the Republicans and absentee ballots and early voters and all this other stuff. Yeah, because there's so much driving the Democrats. They have so much to look forward to. Mm-hmm. If I were a black person sitting in my house going, man, shit, I'm going to go out and vote. Who do I want to vote for? Man, I'm going to go vote for somebody that's really rallying me, got me going. Yeah, yeah. Who is it? Tell me who it is. You might go vote as a staunch Democrat just because I vote every year, push the ticket. But many of these people are going, I ain't waiting in line. It's not worth my time and everything else. But you know what you are not doing? You're not doing that. You're getting up. You're going to vote. And here's the beauty of being a conservative. You probably work for yourself, work at home, can get the time to do it. You have a system in place that allows you to get it done. So you're willing to do it. Yeah. Hillary Clinton discussed civility in dealing with us, didn't she? You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's what I believe. If we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. She says civility can start again, as if it ever existed with those clowns. But until then, she says, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. Yeah, well, you ain't it. Miss Oxygen Bags and whatever they call, colostomy bag, whatever they call that you got to have. That's the symbol of your strength? Doesn't get any more clear by now, folks. Hillary Clinton now wants civility with the bomb scare. Remember the bomb scare that nobody's talking about anymore? Hillary Clinton, after the bomb scare, said, you know, we need to be more civil towards one another. Yeah. She pretended she wants civility because her life is at stake. Yeah, her political life is at stake. Only she and Obama can bring America back together, just like they did when they were in charge, right? Yeah, they were. Ooh, yeah. Ken says, it's a troubling time. And this is a time of deep divisions, and we have to do everything we can to bring our country together. We also have to elect candidates who will do the same. It's an American. I'm worried. It's actually for the same reasons, she says. She's worried. Because, she says, I'm so great, it's because, with no offense to anyone, but I have the most fabulous grandchildren in the world. But because I do now have these precious little people, I worry about the direction of our country. Yeah, it's good she's worrying about it now because she didn't seem to worry about it when she was fleecing the country and the rest of the world. Notice how Clinton and these people are invoking the grandkids to get a little bit more sympathy. The real bomb, folks, is about to detonate. It's going to detonate today on the Democrats. Somebody's already lit the fuse. You have probably voted. If you haven't, go. What are you doing listening to me unless you're in the radio on your way? Go vote. It's what teaches them. That and our money. Our vote and our voting with our money are the two things that these leftists understand. So what I'm telling you folks is today is a good day. I'm glad to be celebrating it with you. And I'm going to prove to you I'm right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Obama's got a conundrum. A real conundrum on his hands. And so do Democrats in general. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. It's a good day today. I know you're nervous. At the end of the day, you're going to wake up. Well, not. I mean, you're not going to go to sleep today unless you take a nap. But after today, you're going to wake up in the morning and go, whoa, what? We've got both houses of Congress. Everything's good to go. Understand, you are closer to the pulse of America than any New Yorker, any L.A. person, any Chicagoan, you name D.C., you're closer to the pulse of what's going on in this country. Here's the deal. You don't trust yourself. As I say to the people I train in the martial arts, and I say to my sons when I was raising them and teaching them sports, I would say, trust your training. You've been trained. You understand what to look for. Let me tell you what, sometimes you miss stuff, but let me give you some examples. Obama was asked to campaign for a guy who's in so much trouble, the candidate is actually running on President Trump's agenda. I want you to think about that conundrum as you contemplate who you're listening to, Kevin Jackson, breaking it down for you, as I do each and every day, 3 days a week, KJRadio.com. Newsmax reports this. Former President Barack Obama's national campaign tour to boost Democratic candidates takes an unusual path with an Indiana rally for Senator Joe Donnelly, who has sounded more like Donald Trump while trying to persuade voters in the conservative Midwest to grant him a second term. Joe Donnelly, one of the senators who's in big kimchi, deep kimchi, as they say. They go on to say this. Obama's rally for the Democratic senator in Gary, this would be Indiana, will be sandwiched between his successor's trips to the state, which Donald Trump made Friday, and he's going back on Monday, on behalf of the GOP Senate candidate Mike Braun. For Braun, a businessman, that's business for you white folks, who has campaigned as a steadfast Trump ally, the current president's appearances in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne are no-brainers in a state he won 2 years ago by 19 points. But for Donnelly, who frequently touts how he often votes with Trump, the Obama rally is a little more complicated. Oh, yeah. You know that thing on your Facebook profile that when you're going through some things you, and it asks you about relationship status and you go, it's complicated. Well, for Barack Obama, it's complicated. You know what I mean? I can't really just go there and say the things I normally say because, you know, he's trying to, you know, spoon with Donald Trump. Yeah. But Donnelly's not the only one spooning with Trump. It's Claire McCaskill, Democrat senator out of Missouri, tried to appeal to moderates. She was speaking with Brett Baer, on Fox News, and she says, I just want everyone to know that I vote with Donald Trump 50% of the time. And they fact-checked her, it's 45%, which, by the way, is still high. I mean, it's good. And she votes on him on appropriations and, you know, things where she's getting money out of the government. Yeah, I support getting money out of the government. That is a lost leader to say I support him. She didn't support Donald Trump on Obamacare. She didn't support him on Kavanaugh. Didn't support him on Gorsuch and others. Well, what do you mean? I support him. You don't support him when you need to support him. But here's the thing. I want you to understand, this is a Democrat senator who's saying, look, to you Republicans and moderates, I do support the man. I'm trying to recall Republicans who declared their allegiance to Barack Obama during the midterm races of 2010 and 2014. I can't think of any. You may know some. I'm not telling you they don't exist. I'm saying I can't think of any. Give me a call, 844-551-8255. If you say, yeah, Kevin, there was a guy or a girl or whatever, or a candidate who was, you know, Republicans who supported the agenda of Barack Obama in any of those election cycles, and I'll stand corrected. Today, even Democrats don't run on Obama's legislative agenda except saving the pre-existing conditions that, you know, part of Obamacare. That's it. They don't support it. You know, ask them, hey, how do you feel about Trump's policy and foreign policy with trade, you know, intellectual property, etc.? It'll get the, oh, you know, who shot John, because they agree with Trump. If you were to put a gun to most of these Democrats' heads and say, what do you really think about Trump's performance? It would shock you how much they care about this. They're like, it would be like, man, honestly, I wake up every day not understanding why I'm fighting. Why am I fighting against this man? He's amazing. That's what you'd hear if they were to tell you the truth. Put a truth meter on him. Obama's only hope during this short campaign cycle has been to try to take credit for President Trump's moves. And that's not selling. And I got the polling to prove it. Harris poll conducted with Harvard University's Center for American Political Studies found that 47% of respondents said they believe Trump is responsible for the current economy. In comparison, 21% believe Obama is responsible. Trump leads Obama 2-1 in credit for the economy. Now, for those of you that were doing the math, that leaves 32% undecided. So let's look at those numbers. If you extrapolate those numbers, based on the Harris poll, Trump would pick up another 18%, which would move him to 65% who believe he's responsible for the economy. Now, for the record, I believe that is that's really the approval rating of Donald Trump. I do know this, he's over 51% approval. So, is there possible it's somewhere between a 0 and a 17-point differential between the polls that they use and the real polls? I'd say that's pretty true, pretty obvious. So the question remains, how does Obama appeal to the masses and make them believe in Donnelly and the Obama agenda? Because let's face it, the left sees this, it's a referendum between the Obama legacy and Donald Trump. And let me give you the answer. It's not going to work. Obama is political burnt toast, and the analogy, you know, if you don't mind, you know, using the burnt toast analogy, I don't care, then I'm telling you, he's burnt toast. There's no scraping the burnt point or part off. You know how you would do that if you burn some toast in your pour? You got to try to use it. It's too far gone. It's burnt all the way through. We're not talking a toasty brown, you know, where you go, oh, man, it was cooked a little harder than I want. No, it's burnt. The very notion that Democrats see Obama as viable should have you laughing. There's so much evidence to back this up. His dismal performance during his own midterms, but, you know, that's just one thing. There are signs all around. Look at his rally sizes. Trump mocked Barack Obama's rally sizes. Did you guys hear this? He mocked him. He's like, you know, size matters, Barack. What's the size of your package, bro? And in the last few days of campaigning for the midterms, Democrats obviously sense their pending doom. They portray the Democrats as optimistic. But even comedic hack Stephen Colbert cautioned Nancy Pelosi against being overly optimistic when she was like, we will win. We will win. And Colbert goes, please don't say that. Please don't say that. Do you want to say that on Hillary Clinton's firework barge that she canceled? Yes, folks. Even Stephen stupid stinking Colbert gets it. He understands the hype that the Democrats create. It's as genuine as Elizabeth Warren's Native American ancestry. Obama hurts candidates, and the left know it. His attendance serves as a reminder of the change we can't believe in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is breaking his silence after being sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America that President Trump knew exactly what was going on regarding payments that were made to two women.
He's saying very clearly that he never directed you to do anything wrong. Is that true?
I don't think there's anybody that believes that. First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump.
With a possible partial government shutdown looming next Friday, both Republicans and Democrats are digging their heels in regarding border funding and how much money, if any, should be allocated toward border security. Governor-elect Ron DeSantis was at the White House yesterday. He shares some advice he gave President Trump.
I encouraged him to take a stand on that. I think he's right on the policy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But I love the spirit of Oprah's speech today, who is an independent. She's sick of political parties like me. I've been an independent for a long time. Don't I own my own mind and my own vote, and don't tell me who to vote for. I vote. By the way, I just voted. I did it because we're going to be Tuesday night in D.C. Mm-hmm. Sent in my ballot yesterday. So anyway, I think Oprah can help, but it's going to be the people behind the scenes who actually, those people who are working on the ground.
I think that's very true.
Oprah ain't helping nobody get elected. She's a clown, too. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I was looking at an article that said, Trump visits don't reflect the true America. Where he's visiting, I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, the people writing these articles, giving us all the information we have, are the very people, folks, I want to level set here, that claim that Donald Trump is dumb. Yeah. That's why they strategized to make a Wharton graduate who took a $1 million loan from his dad, turned it into billions of dollars, became one of the most savvy capitalists in the world, and they want you to believe he's dumb, and they orchestrated to put a guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, who made himself into a household name worldwide. Worldwide people know Donald Trump, and they said he was the worst guy they could, the best possible candidate to beat. In other words, the worst Republican. I want you just to let that sink in. Let that sink in. Then Trump snake bit him. And he's been doing it time and time again. It continues with his strategy for the midterm elections. Now, I don't have to take you back too far to remind you that the Democrats say rallies mean nothing. See, that's what you say when you want when it's the opposite. You know rallies mean everything, but you tell people rallies mean nothing. And eventually, of course, the Democrats had to admit, you know what? These rallies do mean something. They mean a lot. The rallies are more important, folks, now than they were then. When they were criticizing Trump, saying, oh, it mean anything at all. Now, it's not Trump going around representing Trump in a single, series of rallies. It's Trump going around representing the Trump message. Everybody willing to jump onto it. Everybody talking about it. Now, they know the rallies mean something. Trump rallies make major news no matter where they occur. And the president selects rally cities for a reason that Democrats don't understand. I want you to understand what I'm telling you, folks. They don't get it. They don't understand the strategy. It's not in the Alinsky playbooks. Nobody's written it down for them, so they don't get it. So here's what CBS has to say. President Trump is in the final stretch of a 44-city blitz for the midterm elections. But the America he's glimpsed from the airport arrivals and his armored limousine is hardly a reflection of the nation as a whole. The president has mostly traveled to counties that are whiter, less educated, and have lower incomes than the rest of the United States. This according to the Census Bureau data. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and let you note the slap in the face to much of America. Counties that are whiter, less educated, and have lower incomes, and they base it on the census data. Okay? So what you're saying is Donald Trump, the billionaire, doesn't cater to the white-collar crowd in these big cities, and instead he goes and talks to the people who are most impacted by the policies that get implemented. By the way, is this the way Democrats measure the good from the bad, color, education, and income? Oh, and that's just for starters. Post-election of 2016, Democrats all said Hillary Clinton should have paid more attention to the white vote. And since that election, Democrats have done nothing but demonize white folks. The article continues. It's a sign that Mr. Trump is seeking to galvanize the same group of voters that helped carry him to victory in 2016. In his rallies, the president often highlights racial divisions, namely raising concerns over people entering the country illegally from across the southern border. In other words, nothing has changed for Trump. He's not pandering to a few new supporters. He appreciates the ones who got him to where he now resides at 1600 Pennsylvania. Can you believe that? They believe that making the protection of America's border an issue is, that's certainly going to cause some problems for Donald Trump. I mean, they mock the caravan. Oh, Barack Obama in Wisconsin. We're worried about all the people down there. There are people down there. That was a funny clip. We should probably play it again. Yeah, let's do it. Get that clip out. Let's play it again.
That's the thing that is the most important thing in this election.
Yeah, the caravan.
Not
health care.
Whether or not folks are able to retire.
No, we're retiring good.
Not doing something about higher wages.
No, we got those.
Rebuilding our roads and bridges.
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, people are back to work.
It's
this group of folks.
We don't even know where they are. We're way down there. That's the biggest thing.
So as you can see, he's mocking us because we say we want to protect the border. But I've asked this question. I asked this question to many people. Donald Trump has said, I'm sending troops. Where is all the pushback on Donald Trump saying, I'm going to send troops to protect the border? If Democrats were going to do anything, this is where they would be fighting back. Now, if you're astute, and most of you are, you're probably thinking this. Kevin. He's hoping those troops, the Democrats are hoping those troops go down there. They want to see carnage. They want to see something happen. They will. They're going to see Trump. They're going to see troops arresting people, putting them into these set up, places where we check them out, and then arranging transportation back to their homes. And he's going to see Donald Trump making a big issue that we will protect our border. And let me tell you something else. The Democrats hate to tell you this because they don't want you to understand it. Most of the people in this country understand our immigration system, that we have a legal one. They don't want illegal immigration. It's in the 60% percentile, which means it's affecting Democrats as well. They're going to see what Trump did as solving the problem. That's what they're going to see. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to go back to these rallies. But I touched on it because in this article, the guy was saying, in his rallies, he highlights racial divisions. This is not a racial division. This is a pro-America division or an anti-America division. They want to make it racial. It's about Mexicans, man. It's about Central Americans. No, it isn't. It's simply rule of law. And most Americans get it. But here's what I want to tell you. Trump has not changed. He's not pandering for new supporters. Where he goes in these 44 cities is the place where he went before. And he appreciates the people who got him there. And here's what I want to remind you of, because this is what it made me think about. Have you ever been a part of a marketing program like, a cell phone or something like that? Or you've been a loyal member of some organization where you've shopped there all the time or whatever. And then the company offers something for new people to join. And the disclaimer is it's always there, almost always there. If you are an existing customer, you can't get this new incentive that we're offering for new people. Now, you may go, oh, I get it. You know, they want to give new people, you know, they're enticing them to come over. Well, let me tell you what. You are the one who they should be thinking about. You are the person they should be enticing to stay. So they should also say this. We're going to be giving this new thing to people who come over. But you know what we're going to do to our loyal people, people who've been with us for more than 3 years? We're going to give you the same thing. We're just going to send it to you. You don't have to join up. It's yours. Now, for those of you who've been with us a year and a half or 2 years, if you stay, you'll have incentive because you're going to be part of our thing. If you stay with us 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, they should be incentivizing you more than they should be trying to reach new people. Donald Trump understands that marketing concept. He won't reward newer people over his early adopters and his staunch supporters. Now, see, the Democrats don't understand that because there is no loyalty for Democrats. They are constantly looking for new people and neglecting the very people who got them there. They don't care about black folks. They don't care about the LGBT. They don't care about Muslims or whatever. They don't care about Mexicans, whatever. What they care about is the new group to be targeted. So, for example, millennials. Look, Republicans looked at it and said, look, if you're a youngster, we're not going to do anything special for you. You're going to figure it out on your own. Eventually, you'll get to us. But they, you know, tell me whether Republicans have a successful targeting program for millennials or a successful targeting program for blacks. They just say, look, well, here's who we are. Democrats go, we need the black vote. Let's do some Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials and make it sound like this here. Put in some, you know, some Ripple or some Colt 45 sounding brother, and then we'll get over the black people. And we don't have to care about them. You do the same thing with Mexicans.
Hey, my name is so-and-so, Raul. You need to come over to the Democratic Party because we love you. Come on, man. Come on, they say do it.
Women, they do the same thing. They're going to take away y'all's right to choose. And they do all these incentives, and they don't care at all about their constituents because they're too busy looking for the new audience to give them something new, make promises to them that they're not even going to keep. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking earlier about Trump's visits. These big rallies that are occurring all over the country that have been occurring for quite some time. That Donald Trump started during his campaign. And that probably even some of you at the time wondered, what's the big deal? You were thinking, is he really filling them up? Remember, there was a lot of controversy over how many people are really showing up to these rallies, and are they interested in Trump, or is it just looking at the train wreck? I remember all of it. And I do recall, and I'm just speaking of personal experience here, thinking, yeah, I don't think it'll last. I think it's a Trump the star versus Trump the candidate. And the rallies just kept growing. And growing and growing. And the Democrats said these rallies don't matter. But we learned, obviously, that they do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. I think it's important that we understand what these rallies mean. It's one thing to, you know, oh, he's had another rally. Yeah, if you just want to look at it on a superficial level, yeah, he had a rally. It was a big deal. A bunch of people showed up. The same thing he was doing when he was campaigning. But it is a big deal. And it wouldn't be a big deal. If it weren't a big deal, the Democrats wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't try to diminish it. And that's what they recently tried to do. Why is Donald Trump talking about the size of his rallies? I don't know. Locker room talk. Donald Trump goes into the, you know, get ready for a tennis match, and people go, look at the size of that guy's rally. Right? I'm just saying. Now, the irony of it is Barack Obama's got these, you know, little rallies. You know, what's the irony of that, right? Barack Obama, the former rock star, they showed a picture of Trump. I think it was in Missouri. I'm not kidding you. It is thousands of people. It looks like a big concert. It is in the middle of Missouri, and it looks like a huge concert. They got Trump coming from behind the stage, man. I swear, you think he's going to come out with a guitar and start ripping it like he's Jimi Hendrix. Thousands of people, a sea of people. Now, the reason why I'm bringing it up is the Democrats say, well, his visits don't reflect the true America. They, you know, he's out in middle America, you know, middle America, Missouri in this case, middle America, whatever. He's not targeting the cities, what the Democrats believe matters. But I want to back up from that because the Democrats said Donald Trump is dumb. They actually strategized to make Donald Trump the Republican nominee. That's what I was talking about before. And guess what? Maybe he wasn't so dumb. Maybe his strategy of avoiding the cities and saying, I don't care about the cities. What I care about are these smaller communities. CBS continues. Mr. Trump has largely eschewed the big metropolises for smaller cities. He's been to Tampa, Nashville, Cleveland, and Houston, where the arenas could accommodate his crowds. But he's primarily been jet-setting to smaller places like Elko, Nevada, population 20,078. Or Moisonee, Wisconsin, population 4,023. Wow, these are little places. Belgrade, Montana, population 7,874. When Mr. Trump stops at Belgrade on Saturday, I'm reading, historical records suggest he will be the second president to visit the Montana town named after Serbia's capital city. In 2009, Obama held a town hall in Belgrade to promote the Affordable Care Act. Now, here's what's interesting about this. They're saying Donald Trump, his visits don't reflect true America. But here in 2009, Barack Obama flew there to promote the Affordable Care Act. That's kind of a strange thing, right? For you to say, oh, well, you know, here's Trump taking, you know, looking into these, going out to these smaller places when Barack Obama had done the same thing. Anyway, here's, they continue. Since March, Mr. Trump has crisscrossed the country like a salesman with a set territory. The majority of his trips have been to just 9 states. Here they are. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Indiana, West Virginia, and Nevada. Those are battleground states. I haven't done the research. I'm going to tell you up front. I don't know why Trump is picked. I mean, I know it's like Florida, for example, big race is going on there for governor and senator. Missouri, I know why he's there. You know, big race for senator. Montana, same thing. We got a guy that never should have been a Democratic senator from Montana. Are you kidding? That state reeks of conservatism. Indiana's where Mike Pence is from. Contentious race. Democrat likely to lose. West Virginia's going after Manchin. And on and on. I get the reason, but there's probably a deeper reason that he's going there. I realize most of these are battleground states or some Democrat is in trouble and Donald Trump is there to shore it up. But here's what I'll tell you. You got to love this approach. He's not trying to boil the ocean. He's making, I think they said he's made 44 visits, crisscrossing the country, as this guy says, like a salesman. Here's what they say. In the final days before the midterm elections, Mr. Trump is rallying in Montana, Ohio, West Virginia, Tennessee, 2 stops in Indiana, Missouri, and Florida. These in the final days. I heard this. I'm not sure if it's true, but I did hear it on TV. But I didn't verify. But they said something about Barack Obama's last deal is going to be, was over the weekend, I think, and he did Atlanta. and he, or Georgia, and he was for Stacey Adams, and it was going to be his biggest event. And they'll probably show you the pictures of that because it was at like a black university, forget which one, but HBCU, and you know they filled it, probably giving incentives to black students. So that's it. Trump in 2 days. Continuing through, he will campaign until the very end. I'm just saying, this guy is outworking every one of these Republicans, these Democrats rather, combined. He's going to campaign more over the next few days than all of them. These are their heavyweights. 44 cities, all with huge rallies. Trump, folks, is a phenom. And let me tell you, they described him as a salesman, but I told my sales team years ago, tell it, don't sell it. You don't have to sell Donald Trump. You don't have to sell his policies. You know what Barack Obama has to do? He's got to sell you. He's got to convince you that what you see with your own eyes, what you feel in your own pocketbook is a lie. It is a distortion. Good luck with that. He's got to sell. Trump doesn't have to sell a thing. He said, oh, these guys, forget it. Look at the economy. Look at what we got going. Yeah, what do you guys, how you, what are you? You getting more money in your paycheck? Yeah, Mr. President, woo. He doesn't, he's out there as an evangelist, man. He ain't selling God. He's telling you God exists. He's just like he's telling you this America exists for you if you want it. What leadership, man. Whether the left wants to recognize it or not. And his choice of venues proves that Donald Trump knows where America's heartbeat lies. The heartbeat of America is not in any city. Cities are fake fabrications of what is supposed to represent America. They're supposed to represent this tolerance and diversity and education and all these different things, right? All the civilized version of America. Far from it. You want to see civilized America? Go hang out at a little country town. Go to the barber shop. Go to the town coffee shop. Go to the little diner and interact with the people. You will see what America's really about. People that take nothing for granted. They use all the resources that God gives them. They take care of their ranches. You can think of it as taking care of the planet, but they think of it as taking care of their community. They buy from each other. They know each other. They treat each other with respect and kindness for the most part. And they handle their scandals the right way. They're not shooting each other up here and there. Now, have they been infiltrated? Sure. There's meth and all these other drugs and bad things that are beginning to occur in these smaller towns. But for the most part, that's Americana, man. Trump knows America is not defined by big cities. He realizes the more Americans in cities see ordinary Americans supporting him, the more they understand the truth about him. And the momentum of this midterm election rivals that of a presidential election year. That's what Charles Payne said, and I agree. Democrats, folks, have generated none of this momentum. It is all Trump or Trump-related. And I guess I could give the Democrats some credit for making people wake up to the nonsense that they spew out when they attack people like Kavanaugh, when they attack Kanye West, when they attack you for sensible, you know, legislation like we're not letting these migrants come in, these invaders come into our shores. We're not doing it. The left has no understanding of politics outside of the cesspools of D.C. and these other big cities. And so they dismiss you. They dismiss us as flyover country. And this is their problem. They completely dismiss us with not understanding that we're bright. We're the most brilliant among them. And we get it. And they're wondering, they will be wondering, why they're losing at the end of this midterm election.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.